السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
إن الحمد لله أحمده وأستعينه وأستغفره وأستهديه وأعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله وصفيه من بين خلقه وخليله، بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح لهذه الأمة صلوات الله وسلامه عليه. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، في هذه العجالة أو في هذه الخطبة القصيرة المختصرة بإذن الله تعالى، أذكركم ونفسي بتقوى الله سبحانه وتعالى في السر والعلن، فإن من اتقى الله سبحانه وتعالى جعل الله عز وجل له مخرجا، ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب. ثم باختصار شديد، موضوع خطبتنا في هذا اليوم عن الرضا بالله سبحانه وتعالى ربا، وهذا يعني أننا لابد أن نرضى بالله سبحانه وتعالى خالقا ورازقا، وأن يكون هو حسبنا وهو الذي نتوكل عليه ونؤمن به ونعتصم به ونلجأ إليه ونتوب إليه سبحانه وتعالى. ونرضى بالله سبحانه وتعالى ربا فنرضى بقضائه وقدره سبحانه وتعالى وبأمره ونهيه سبحانه وتعالى. فإنه قد أفلح من أسلم ورزق كفافا وقنعه الله بما آتاه. والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يعلمنا أن نبدأ يومنا بأن نقول رضيت بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم نبيا ورسولا، فمن كان ذلك حاله وتوفاه الله سبحانه وتعالى على ذلك فليبشر بما وعد الله عز وجل به عباده المؤمنين، إذ قال ربنا تبارك وتعالى إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات أولئك هم خير البرية، جزاؤهم عند ربهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتهم الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه ذلك لمن خشي ربه. My dear brothers and sisters, most of people's suffering, most of what many of us, including the believers, many human beings, including the believers, suffer from, stems from the lack of a very essential attitude towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Scholars refer to it as rida. Rida. And it's what fuels or what sustains everything else. Every good quality that you can think of, every virtue that you can think of, cannot be sustained without this particular attitude. And that attitude is that of rida. What does rida mean? Rida means to be pleased with something or to be content. To be content. Because no matter how much you have, no matter what you have and how much of it you have, if you do not have rida, then it's not good enough. You don't have enough of it. Or you don't have it the way you want it. And people who don't have this quality, and all of us suffer from deficiency to a certain point, from a deficiency when it comes to this particular attitude. Or most of us suffer from it. Some don't have it at all. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help them. A person who does not, who suffers from the lack of or from a severe deficiency of rida, of the attitude of rida, again, which means contentment and being pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's will, we'll elaborate on that. That person is going to suffer and be miserable. And no matter what they have, it's not going to be enough. It's not going to be good enough. As a matter of fact, that will eventually lead them to the type of behavior that is going to mess up everything and potentially deprive them from the plenty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them. And many people, unfortunately, only then and only then, they realize how good things were in their lives. They realize that they were well. They realize that their marriage wasn't so bad. They realize that their children weren't so bad. They realize that their parents weren't that bad. They realize that the job that they had wasn't that bad. They realize many things. They get to appreciate it once it's gone. But a person who is self-aware, who is looking for growth, who's really looking or following the prophetic teachings, will save himself or herself from having to go to learn the hard way. And will be able to change themselves by changing their attitude. And a very important component of the overall attitude of a believer is to have this, to master this. Rida, to be content with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It goes back to the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, he taught us to be pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to make that declaration every day. You have to remind yourself. There's a beautiful dua the Prophet taught us that we should start our day with, end our day with. Raditu billahi rabba. I'm pleased with Allah. I'm content with Allah as my Lord. وَبِالْ إِسْلَامِ دِينًا and Islam as my religion, my deen. وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ نَبِيًّا and with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as my prophet. Each and every single one of these, by the way, requires or deserves its own khutbah, its own conference. Because many people say, oh, رَضِيتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّ, I'm pleased with Allah, I'm content with Allah as my Lord. But when you look at the attitude, when you look at the behavior, when you look at the lifestyle, it does not reflect that. There are failures when it comes to, because when we say, I am pleased with Allah as my Lord, and if I was to ask myself or ask any one of you, we will all say, yes, of course, I am pleased with Allah as my Lord. What does that mean? What does being pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as our Lord mean? If we do not understand what Rabb is, who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, as a Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we will suffer. See, the term Rabb in the Arabic language is rich. And it's a multifaceted term. It encompasses various meanings. Usually we just say Lord or Sustainer, but it means much more than that. Lord and Sustainer, meaning that I am, when you say I'm pleased with Allah as my Lord or as my Rabb, you're saying that I am pleased with Allah as my Sustainer. Allah has given me enough. Allah has blessed me with enough. Allah has enough for me to sustain myself and to continue to progress in this life. That's what you're saying. And someone might say, well, does that mean then I shouldn't pursue anything? No. Whatever you are using to pursue Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever Allah has written for you, that in and of itself is a rizq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to begin with. So if you're pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you're going to be pleased with all these potentials and skills and talents Allah azza wa jal has blessed you with. And you will put them to use. So if anything, it will actually make you very efficient, and it will make you better in the pursuit of the potentials Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has endowed you with. It's not the other way around. When you say, I'm pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as my sustainer, it doesn't mean that, okay, khalas, I'm just going to sit and wait. No. You're going to use. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sustains you through various elements, one of which is whatever Allah azza wa jalla has given you. So you appreciate that and you put it to good use and you pursue Allah's rizq or Allah's pleasure or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness, whatever it is that you're pursuing, in a fashion that is pleasing to Allah azza wa jalla. When we say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Rabb, then we are saying Allah Azza wa Jalla is our creator and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that we belong to Allah. Allah is our owner, subhanahu wa ta'ala. We belong to Allah, He's our creator. So you're going to be pleased and content with the way Allah Azza wa Jalla made you, with what Allah Azza wa Jalla created you into. Be it your gender or your physical appearance or your ethnicity or your stature or your skin tone, or the texture of your hair, or the color of your eyes, whatever it is that Allah Azza wa Jal made you into, you'll be pleased with it. You're not going to be at war internally or externally with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or with the way Allah made you. And at the same time, you're going to be grateful for it. You're going to appreciate it. You're not going to think that somehow it's something that you deserve credit for and somehow it's something that makes you better than everyone else. No, it doesn't. Because everyone else is equally the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everyone else is equally a masterpiece made by Allah azza wa jal himself. It's not like you were made by one God and that other person was made by a lesser God. It's the same creator. So I am pleased with Allah. With the way Allah made me and with the way Allah Azza wa Jalla made everyone else, I accept myself and I accept everyone else as the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as is. When you are pleased with Allah as your Rabb, you are pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as your master. And as the one that has sovereignty over you. Ala lahu al-khalq wal-amr. He is the master. You submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you have to be pleased with the will of Allah azza wa jal, with the commandments of Allah azza wa jal. If you're struggling, then you have not been pleased with Allah. You're not content with Allah as your Lord. If you're struggling, if you know that Allah azza wa jal told you to do something and you're struggling with it, you're struggling to accept it and embrace it and practice it, then you have not been pleased with Allah. You're not content with Allah as your Lord. You still need to say it. You still need to discipline yourself. You still need to bring yourself to the realization that it's all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You still need to work on your ego, on your arrogance, whatever it is, or laziness, whatever it is that is getting in the way of fulfilling the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But there is a deficiency there in accepting Allah as our Lord. Many Muslims, they say, yeah, of course Allah is our Lord, He's our Creator. And then when you tell them what Allah has commanded us with, they're like, well, I don't think I'm ready to really accept that. I'm not ready to practice that. And they argue. They argue with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Banu Israel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed them because they talked back to Allah azza wa jal. That is the very attitude that caused Iblis to be cursed. It was one commandment from Allah. He actually referred to Allah as his Rabb. He said, قَالَ رَبِّي. He said to Allah, Iblis did not deny the lordship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in defiance, he would not make sujood to Adam. In spite of the fact that he knew it was a direct command from Allah Azza wa Jal. You see, Iblis wasn't wondering whether, well, I don't know if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really wanted me to do that. Iblis heard it directly from Allah. If you wonder, because some people, they're like, well, I'm not questioning that this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I just don't know if it's really what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to do. Sometimes, well, I understand, sometimes there may be some ambiguity when it comes to certain rulings. You really don't know. You want the evidence. You want the evidence that it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's Allah's will, or it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's intent. But a person who has deficiency and contentment with Allah as their Lord, usually that is not where it comes from. It comes from a place of, why should I? Why should I? Why should I listen to what you're telling me? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us. It comes from a place, it comes from an injured or an ego that was offended. So be careful. Because if you are invited to Allah's hukm, to Allah's ruling, and you defy that, then you have not been pleased with Allah as your Lord. And you will suffer the consequences. I ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to make you and I of those who listen and follow the best of what they listen to. I promise to keep this khutbah short. And so I ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to make us again of those who listen and follow the best of what they listen to. And I ask Allah for His forgiveness. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to pardon us. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وعافنا واعف عنا واكرمنا ولا تهنا واعطنا ولا تحرمنا واثرنا ولا تؤثر علينا. أقول هذا القول استغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه يغفر لكم إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى وبعد. Being pleased with Allah and content with Him as our Lord again necessitates that we submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rulings. We submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's decree, that we accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's will. So we talked about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commandments, but we also accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's will and decree. There are certain things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expects us to or wants us to embrace and be content with and accept and actively engage in. And there are certain things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expects us to be at least to be passively accepting of it and live with it and be patient. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala afflicts us with calamities or puts us through some sort of hardship that we have nothing to do with, like we did not ourselves inflict upon ourselves. Because my dear brothers and sisters, if I just remind you of what our brother Tariq Abdul Wahid, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him, when he was here about a few weeks ago, what he said that night in that beautiful short speech that he gave. And I'm still looking for the recording, inshallah ta'ala. Hopefully it will be made available. And one of the things that he said was that we have no agency. We have very little agency. We think we're in control. Most of us, we want to be in control of everything. But in reality, my dear brothers and sisters, we can only control our actions and our attitudes. We cannot control many of the other variables. We cannot control many of these other external factors. nor can we control the outcome. So if you do your best in whatever Allah gave you control over, to do or not to do, if you do your best, if you do it for the right reason, at the right time, in the right fashion, then you should be content with the outcome no matter what it is. Whether it is what you desired for it to be, or is something that you didn't really desire. You should be content. And this is exactly what the Prophet ﷺ teaches us. So sometimes things don't go the way we want. Not sometimes, most of the time. And we know that you cannot get everything you want in this life. And you know that not everyone, we have absolutely, by the way, subhanAllah, very often we get in disputes, we have issues with this person, that relationship, and there are people, many people unfortunately, they go around blaming everyone else except themselves. Where if you were to look and analyze all these cases, one, two, three, four, the common denominator is that individual. But that individual never takes responsibility for his or her actions. It's always the boss. It's always the parent. It's always the spouse. It's always the children and the neighbors and the police officer and the judge and the lawyer and the doctor. But never them. A person like that is destined to fail in everything and in every relationship. So we can control ourselves and we can learn to control our attitudes and regulate our emotions. And that's what we're responsible for before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the last one that you want to blame is Allah azza wa jal. So if you believe in Allah as your Lord, you will turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, submit yourself to Allah azza wa jal, and do whatever you can. Last point that I would like to make, my dear brothers and sisters. Allah Azza wa Jal invites us to His ruling and to His judgment. And many people turn away. And they rather go to something else or some other source that they can manipulate. And instead of coming to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing what they owe and what is owed to them. And sometimes you will be tempted. You will be tempted. Someone is going to come and convince you that if you come to Allah and His Messenger and seek their ruling, that you are not going to get your haqq. And if you give in, or if you believe in that, then you're doing exactly what the hypocrites during the time of the Prophet ﷺ used to do. When Allah and His Messenger invited them, إِذَا دُعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ, when they were invited to Allah and His Messenger, come seek your ruling, seek your judgment, seek the resolution of your disputes. Seek the resolution of your conflicts in what Allah and His Messenger have for you. They will hesitate and some of them will completely refuse. And Allah Azza wa Jal exposes this. Are you afraid that Allah Azza wa Jal will wrong you? أَمْ يَخَافُونَ أَنْ يَحِيفَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ وَرَسُولُهُ. You think Allah will wrong you? You think the Sharia will fail you? If that is your attitude, and you rather go to some other, to seek some other means, if that's your attitude, and only Allah Azza wa Jal knows what is in the hearts of people, then you have failed in your, and then you're lying. You have failed in your claim that you are pleased with Allah Azza wa Jal as your Lord. Ask Allah Azza wa Jal to protect you and I from our own deficiencies and shortcomings. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who are pleased with Him and those whom Allah Azza wa Jal is pleased with. اللهم رضى عنا ورضينا يا رب العالمين اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار اللهم أبرئ من أمة الإسلام أمر رشد يعز فيه أهل الطاعة ويهدى فيه أهل المعصية ويؤمر فيه بالمعروف وينهى فيه عن المنكر. My dear brothers and sisters, I just want to make a quick comment. One of our mentors, subhanAllah, the other day, he said, wallahi, if you want to learn practical lessons, yani one of the things that Allah Azza wa Jalla is making you and I witness, if you want to learn practical lesson in rida, in being content with Allah Azza wa Jalla, with Allah Azza wa Jalla as your Lord and His will subhanahu wa ta'ala and whatever He places you in, don't look too far. Look at the people, at the sincere, steadfast, resilient people who who are fighting in Gaza, fighting for the whole ummah, who are standing their ground. The whole world is conspiring against them and wronging them. Yet they're standing and they're content with Allah Azza wa Jalla in spite of the death and the destruction. Whatever happens to them doesn't break their will. Why? Because they're content with Allah Azza wa Jalla. They're pleased with Allah Azza wa Jalla. If this is what Allah Azza wa Jalla has placed upon us, we'll take it and we'll embrace it. That's the kind of attitude that we should all have. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them and make them victorious. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive the sins of their dead. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala heal their wounded. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten his relief and his victory for them. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Aqulu hadha alqawla astaghfirullah li wa lakum fastaghfiruhu yaghfir lakum innahu huwal ghafurur rahim.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan rasulullah. Hayya 'alas salati, hayya 'alal falah. Qad qamatis salah, qad qamatis salah. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. La ilaha illallah.
استووا استقيموا واعتدلوا. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون وإذا رأوا تجارة أو لهوا انفضوا إليها وتركوك قائما قل ما عند الله خير من اللهو ومن التجارة والله خير الرازقين.
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد لكم دينكم ولي دين.
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Assalamu alaikum. Inshallah, just got a message. If you can all make a dua for Hilal, who's in the hospital, his brother's father is in the hospital, inshallah, so make sure to keep him in your duas. For this weekend, inshallah, there's a lot of new events happening in October, but we'll focus on this weekend first. Tonight, AMAC is holding a program called Your Voice Matters, Your Vote Matters, and it'll be 7 p.m. tonight to engage the community with others within our Muslim American community on key issues on the 2024 elections. You can learn more about the candidate positions, why you should vote, and hear from others within the community. Tea and snacks will be provided for that. Also tonight, inshallah, there will be badminton. Badminton will continue. On Sunday, MIC has a new class called No Doubt on the Miracles of the Quran. This is gonna be Sunday, October 6th from 12 to 1 p.m. And it's going to be an ongoing class until December, so make sure that you register for it. There's a link that's been circulating within the newsletter and our text messages. And you can bring your family out, bring your kids out. Its focus is to build confidence and conviction in our children about Islam. Also within the community this weekend, there is a March for Palestine. That will be tomorrow, Saturday, October 5th at 2 p.m. As we reach a year of the ongoing genocide in Gaza. The march will start at City Hall and will end at the Civil Rights Museum. So those are the events for this weekend, as well as other events going on within the month of October. This one is a big one, alhamdulillah. An organization called A Continuous Charity is bringing a partnership to MIC with Sheikh Yasser Qadi. So Sheikh Yasser Qadi will be coming back to Memphis on October 20th, on Sunday, October 20th. So join for an empowering benefit the evening discussing how a continuous charity provides community-funded, interest-free educational loans to Muslim students in America. This will also be a fall picnic in combination of the fall picnic, so you can come out during the day, enjoy the bounce houses, games, face painting, balloon artists, and more. There'll be food available for purchase, food trucks, and registration is $5 per person for the picnic. That's for the picnic only, and for the night event with Sheikh Yasser Qadi, in the evening, that is RSVP. The Memphis Muslim Clinic will also be giving out free flu vaccines on that day. And lastly, there will be a care event workshop, half-day workshop, on Saturday, October 28th. And Care USA will be coming to Memphis to discuss how to deal with harassment and bullying in our schools, workplace, public spaces, in light of the recent election cycle and global events, inshallah. So a lot going on. And also, the last one, for next Sunday, there's going to be a car rally at what time? October 13th at 2 o'clock, inshallah. So there's going to be a car rally for Palestine. It's going to start here at MIC and end at Overton Park. Okay, so it's going to end at Overton Park, inshallah. Jazakallah khair.